Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 176 for Monday, December 8th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The U.S. Futures Canada canola market was up on Monday, seeing a continuation of Friday's rally as speculative buying interest came forward to provide support. Canola was up by $4 to $6, the January contract up $5.50 at $428.20 per ton. After seeing some modest declines in overnight activity, canola jumped higher as the North American trading day moved along. With no real fresh fundamental news to speak of, the gains were largely technical in nature. A softer tone in the Canadian dollar and a continued lack of significant farmer selling were supportive. Canola also remains attractively priced compared to other oilseeds, but exporters and domestic crushers were thought to be relatively well covered for the time being and not chasing the market higher. Ideas the gains were starting to look overdone did temper the advances. The upward revision to the Canadian canola production estimate from Stats Can last week also put some pressure on values. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans and wheat were both mostly higher at the close, while corn ended with small losses. Soybeans were up 3 to 8 cents, the January contract up 8 cents at $10.44 per bushel. Soybeans had moved up by as much as 14 cents at one point during the day, but those gains proved short-lived as the market did run into some resistance and backed away. Solid export demand was a supportive factor, as the USDA reported a fresh 130,000-ton sale of U.S. beans to Spain this morning. However, weakness in crude oil weighed on soy oil, and the losses there put some pressure on the rest of the soy complex as well. The relatively favorable South American crop conditions also weighed somewhat on values. Corn, meanwhile, chopped around both sides of unchanged, but was down 4 to 5 cents at the close, the March contract down 5 at $3.90 per bushel. A 136,000-ton sale of U.S. corn to Japan did provide some early strength for corn, as that business was seen as a sign that U.S. supplies are once again looking more competitively priced in the international market. Concerns that a lack of storage space for the large U.S. crop could lead to some quality issues for that grain being stored outside did help underpin the futures as well, but the losses in crude oil were a bearish factor given corn's connection with ethanol production. Wheat ended 1 to 4 cents higher in most months, the March contract in Chicago up 3 cents at $5.96 per bushel. Weather concerns in a number of winter wheat growing regions of the world remained supportive, with chart-based buying interest a feature. However, expectations the USDA will raise its supply projections in a report out Wednesday, given the country's slow export pace so far, did temper the advances. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, December 8th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.